right now on VFN TV. God spoke and he said the seat of evil is coming down and the seat of the righteous is going to rise. Today's program is all about what it actually looks like. Does it look like Tomahawk missiles in Syria? Does it look like Moab bombs in Afghanistan? Does it look like the carrier group right off the coast of North Korea? Right now on VFN TV. Wow, that was...
Welcome to VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light.
So what Trump did was, Trump was risen up as the door was closing and judgment was coming on America, and we were heading down that road where our economy would have absolutely spiraled out of existence. And God put a mercy visit. Instead, he put a hard-nosed, prophetic Cyrus who stands there at the door and says, no. There's going to be an extension of peace and grace on America.
Whoever gets in, people are going to say, what?
I don't want to sound overly melodramatic, but this is probably the most astonishing night of American politics.
I have been looking around the room at people who are stone-faced. Some of them have been crying.
How did this happen? What? What is going on? What?
But the Lord showed me in this particular night vision, this dream, we were in this courtroom, the evil one was on trial, and the prosecutor looks at us and says, he's going to get convicted. And then all of a sudden, he turns it back towards the judge, and as soon as he turns to the judge, the gavel comes down, and the entire courtroom begins to fill like slices of gold, thin slices of gold, just started raining down in the courtroom nonstop. And he turns around to us. You can't even see across the courtroom. He points at us and says, I told you it was coming. When God deals with the evil one, the resources get released. There's going to be great resources coming.
We will be protected by God.
The name of Jesus got more attention that day than any inauguration I can ever remember.
In the mighty name of Jesus, amen.
Your heavenly Father, respectfully in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Glory to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We pray this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
If I forget thee, O Jerusalem, may my right hand forget its skill.
And this is the breakthrough year.
Breakthroughs. There's that word breakthrough again.
The Lord told me this, a year of incredible breakthroughs coming to us. Long-awaited victories for us.
I am here tonight to deliver a message of unity and strength. And it is a message deeply delivered from my heart.
Well, I think the president, it's no secret, has made it very clear that he's a pro-life president. He wants to stand up for all Americans, including the unborn. And I think the reinstatement of this policy is not just something that echoes that value, but respects taxpayer funding as well. And ensures that we're standing up not just for life of the unborn, but for also taxpayer funds that are being spent overseas to perform an action that is contrary to the values of this president, I think continue to further illustrate, not just to the folks here in this country, but around the world, what a value we place on life.
Life is winning again in America.
What I hear most often as I travel the country are five words that never, ever fail to touch my heart. That's I am praying for you. I hear it so often. I am praying for you, Mr. President. Our republic was formed on the basis that freedom is not a gift from government, but that freedom is a gift from God. For us here in Washington, we must never, ever stop asking God for the wisdom to serve the public according to his will.
The alliance between Israel and America has always been extremely strong. It's about to get even stronger.
One of the big issues is the embassy Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. How important is it to repair this relationship, and what about that move of the embassy?
It's repaired.
It's repaired already?
It got repaired as soon as I took
the 5 minutes?
Yeah, it's repaired.
I've known the president, and I've known his family and his team for a long time. And there is no greater supporter of the Jewish people and the Jewish state than President Donald Trump. I think we should put that to rest.
He proceeded to ask me, who did President Truman lean on to help get the Jews back in the Holy Land? I said, General Eisenhower. The Lord said to me, I have raised up Trump, and I am also giving him generals to help defend my people, the Jews, to keep them in their home. What was will be again.
We are also taking strong measures to protect our nation from radical Islamic terrorism. A quote by the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. In 1955, he told the world, "We are determined to work and fight until justice runs down like water and righteousness like a mighty stream." Each American generation passes the torch of truth, liberty, and justice in an unbroken chain all the way down to the present. That torch is now in our hands, and we will use it to light up the world.
I dare not trust the sweetest flame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ, the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand.
With your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm Greg Lancaster, and joining me just a moment is John Ramos. Well, you think about it. When God told me this word, he spoke specifically to me in a night vision. He said, the seed of evil is going to come down, and the seed of the righteous is going to rise. When he told me this, I was looking around. I saw so much evil. I thought, this is never going to happen, I would think. But I said it. I just spoke it out, and I prophesied, just like God said he was going to do it. And it's happening every single way. The question is like, what does it look like? What does it look like when the seed of evil is coming down? What does it look like when the seed of the righteous is going to rise? We're seeing it take place right now. We know that the Syrian, over half a million people, or approximately half a million people, have been murdered and slaughtered in Syria. And our previous president didn't even do hardly anything to be able to stop that. Well, our current president, when he saw them using chemical weapons on the people in Syria, he responded to it. But first, take a look at this tragedy that has been happening. But it happened again in Syria when they used chemical weapons on their own people. Take a look.
The UN holding an emergency meeting today in the wake of a suspected gas attack in Syria. New airstrikes raining down on that same area today. The death toll from yesterday's attack now rising to 72. President Trump responding to the carnage with this statement, quote, "Today's chemical attack in Syria against innocent people, including women and children, is reprehensible and cannot be ignored by the civilized world. These heinous actions by the Bashar al-Assad regime are a consequence of the past administration's weakness."
Well, President Trump responded immediately. Unlike other presidents, he acted. He got out and he acted and said to his generals, "You need to respond to this evil using chemical weapons on your own people, humanity, on children, on babies." As a matter of fact, as he gave this speech, simultaneously, or at least close to it, these tomahawks were going off. Take a look. This is the president's speech and America's response to what was taking place.
My fellow Americans, on Tuesday, Syrian dictator Bashar al-Assad launched a horrible chemical weapons attack on innocent civilians. Using a deadly nerve agent, Assad choked out the lives of helpless men, women, and children. It was a slow and brutal death for so many. Even beautiful babies were cruelly murdered in this very barbaric attack. No child of God should ever suffer such horror. Tonight I ordered a targeted military strike on the airfield in Syria from where the chemical attack was launched. It is in this vital national security interest of the United States to prevent and deter the spread and use of deadly chemical weapons. There can be no dispute that Syria used banned chemical weapons violated its obligations under the Chemical Weapons Convention and ignored the urging of the UN Security Council. Years of previous attempts at changing Assad's behavior have all failed, and failed very dramatically. As a result, the refugee crisis continues to deepen, and the region continues to destabilize, threatening the United States and its allies. Tonight, I call on all civilized nations to join us in seeking to end the slaughter and bloodshed in Syria, and also to end terrorism of all kinds and all types. We ask for God's wisdom as we face the challenge of our very troubled world. We pray for the lives of the wounded and for the souls of those who have passed. And we hope that as long as America stands for justice, then peace and harmony will, in the end, prevail. Good night, and God bless America and the entire world. Thank you.
This is amazing, you know, the response. I mean, we, for so long, we saw just inactive government. They wouldn't do anything when almost 500,000 people are being slaughtered and chemical weapons are being used. And we're seeing it firsthand right here. And you're hearing false reports, fake news coming out of a lot of media sources saying that, that this is not good. And what they want to do is they want to leave Syria and they want to come to America. Well, that's not true. They're very thankful. As a matter of fact, this is, his name is Kazem. He was the survivor of a previous chemical attack in 2013. And this is his response just the other day when he was talking to a CNN reporter about how they feel about what just happened. He's thanking America and thanking President Trump for acting on such evil that's taking place in their land. As a matter of fact, listen up. The reporter was thinking that she was going to hear something else, but he tells the truth and says, "What are you talking about? You weren't protesting. You were protesting earlier, but you weren't protesting when chemical weapons were being used on us." As a matter of fact, you got to hear this. They're thankful for what America did, what President Trump did. Take a look.
I woke up for some reason. I couldn't sleep. I woke up. I saw a lot of texts on my phone. I saw the news. I cried out of joy. I jumped. I thanked God. I don't know. I was overwhelmed. We've been asking for protection. We've been asking for consequences for more than 6 years. And today, for the first time, it happened. For the very first time, we see Assad held accountable just for once, held accountable for his crimes against humanity. I was overwhelmed. I felt grateful for President Trump. I felt grateful for the United States. I felt grateful for each and every person who lobbied and called and kept on talking until someone actually listened.
There are people in America, and I hear you supportive of President Trump, and so many people are, Democrats and Republicans, but there are also people over here in America who are saying, all right, so clearly President Trump is motivated by just, as we all have compassion for these just horrible images of the, you know, the, these babies who were killed. But at the same time, this is a man who, you know, doesn't want Syrians to come into this country with this refugee ban. I want to just play some sound. Hillary Clinton weighed in.
We cannot in one breath speak of protecting Syrian babies and in the next close America's doors to them.
Quickly, Qasem, how do you see that?
With all due respect, I didn't see each and every person who was demonstrating after the travel ban. I didn't see you 3 days ago when people were gassed to death, when civilians were gassed to death. I didn't see you in 2013 when 1,400 people were gassed to death. I didn't see you raising your voice against President Obama's inaction in Syria that led us refugees, that made us refugees get kicked out of Syria. If you really care about refugees, if you really care about helping us, please help us stay in our country. We don't want to come to the United States. We want to stay in our country. We want to stay in our country with all due respect. This is hypocrisy. If you really care, if you really care, help us stay in our country. We don't want to become refugees. We want to stay in our country. Help us establish safe zones. Help us stay safe in our country. And if you just give me a few seconds just to tell President Trump once again, please, sir, what you did was amazing. What you did was a powerful message of hope for a lot of people inside and outside of Syria. Please, don't stop on this. Please help Syrians stay in their country. Please establish safe zones. Please take out Assad air forces so they won't be able to commit more atrocities using traditional weapons. 500,000 people were killed with traditional weapons, just so people can know what we have suffered in the past 6 years.
So we're beginning to see what God said, the seed of evil is going to come down and the seed of the righteous is going to rise. He said this before any elections now. He told me this was going to happen, and we're watching his hand move across the land and saying, you're not going to continue to kill these babies and these children and drop chemical weapons on these people. As a matter of fact, when we get back from this break, we're going to see more of what it looks like for the seed of evil to come down and the seed of the righteous to rise, because we remember all the beheadings and all the things that happened with the persecutions of Christians and putting the letter N over the doors for Nazarene, and they're going to come by and crucify those Christians and force those women into sex slavery, into forced marriages, and it was just been crazy what's been going on, and it's just nobody's been stopping it. Well, guess what? It's being stopped, because we're going to talk about the mother of all bombs that just got dropped in Afghanistan. Join us after the break.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Did you know that Jesus himself said, apart from abiding in him, that we can accomplish nothing? So many people want to be able to do that, but you know what? They don't have a plan to do it. We put together a simple plan for you, and it's at iabide.org. It's iabide.org. Go there and request your plan today. It is amazing how your life will change when you begin to spend time with him who created the universe. He's been desiring that you would do that. It's at iabide.org. Request your simple plan today.
I want to thank you so much for joining us here on VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. Every single day we are on the air talking to the world and encouraging you by bringing the light, keeping the conversation light. And we also talk to you in many different ways as well. One way is at the VFN Torch. If you go to VFNTV.com and click on the Torch, our program that we have for years now with all these pertinent topics of the day plus things that you need to know is right there for you, where you can go back and educate yourself on a particular matter. You can share things with a friend. You can listen to us in addition in SoundCloud as well. You can share things audibly with other listeners out there and other viewers and friends. There's just so much available to you at VFNTV.com. In addition, think about this. We come to you in the air, broadcasting in the air, in your pocket, which is on mobile devices, and online. We're all over the world, and we want to be able to bring encouragement to you. And we do that one way with our app. You can go to your Apple App Store. You can go to Google Play Store or your Windows Store and get your app and download it. The app is called VFN TV. Of course, you go to VFNTV.com. We have our little area there. You can pick which app you want to be able to download. It's just so exciting to know that no matter where you are, we want to be able to encourage you. I don't know if you knew about this, but also you can sign up for our Torch newsletter. We have a gift for you for doing that. You just go to VFNTV.com in the upper right-hand corner and fill out that little information, and immediately a free gift will come to you. One of them is prudent preparation. Hopefully it's going to come to you and teach you how to probably prepare for the day, what's happening in our culture today, and how to think outside the box. And it's just something we want to be able to give to you, plus some other gifts as well. And I also want to make sure that you have a chance to be able to become a VFN TV partner. We have a whole partners area just to say thank you. It's special areas, special events, green room, things we have available just to give our partners, just to be able to say thank you. Imagine any time you can log into the partners area. Why? Because you partnered for any dollar figure at all to be able to say thank you. Things you can share with your friends as well. Also, we have VFN Kingdom Business Partners, a whole nother area to be able to focus on the seven spheres of culture. Just very encouraging. And finally, I want to encourage you, maybe your business, maybe you want to become a business sponsor. Those are the ones that are standing with us, that want to keep the conversation light, that want to impact their community, but also want to be able to share their business, their service, what they provide for their community. You can do that by going to VFNTV.com. Thank you so much, and thanks for watching.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. This is amazing when you're looking at, you know, what does it look like when God, see, because you wondered when God spoke that word to me, you know, was, I guess it was last year, and I was having to deliver that word. What does the seed of evil look like when it's coming down? What does the seed of the righteous look like when it's rising up? And everywhere I was looking, it was not righteous, and it was evil, and people were plotting evil, talking about aborting more children, Planned Parenthood was on the rise, the president wasn't supporting the previous president. Changing deep-seated beliefs. All these things were going on. You're going like, you know, what does this look like? And I deliver that word with fear and trembling. They were putting a new chief, Chief David Alexander, in for the city of Pensacola, the first African-American chief of police in the history of Pensacola. And he asked me to be able to come and to bless him and to pray over the city. And that's what we did there. But God spoke to me and said, this is time to deliver that word. And you just never know. And we begin to see the awesomeness of God and what he does. And he's began to shift the world. And things are happening. And you think about this man in Syria when he's sitting there saying, listen, this is good. They're burning. I mean, this reporter, she was moved by images. And he's going, listen, it's people. Yeah, I saw you protesting when they were talking about the travel ban, but you aren't protesting when our skin's being burned off, when our children are dying, when our lungs are being fried from the inside by this guy named Assad that he's allowing these atrocities to take place.
500,000 people are dead in the civil war. I remember when the civil war first started and we were, you know, talking about 30,000 people, 50,000 people, and that was horrific. We're at 500,000 people that are dead, and this person's still in power.
And for 8 years, you know,
he's been ignored.
We were lied to because the Secretary of State, you know, he said that all the chemical weapons are out, you know, Rice.
Yes.
Susan Rice, she said all those were out. The former president, President Barack Obama, said all the chemical weapons are out. But we saw
that. Well, what he said was he was drawing a red line. And if it happened again, then he would take action. And he didn't. He punted the football over to Russia and Moscow. And Putin said that they're gone. And they weren't gone.
Well, you think about that, because we talked about that on the program where, you know, so many people are talking about Russia today. I mean, I'll have more flexibility after this election, is what President Obama said, former President Obama. And then we saw the whole United Arab League come together and come to America, came to our president, former President Barack Obama, said, listen, we'll pay for this.
22 nations in North Africa.
They said, we'll pay for this if you'll just bring in the weapons to do this. And that's the football. We were given that football, and he passed that off to Putin. He gave that. All the United Arab League, he gave that over to Putin and let him handle it. That's when you saw him come down in Syria and he began to partner with Assad. And now he's defending this whole crazy thing that's going on right there. But so we're seeing, what is the seed of evil coming down in the seed of righteous? I'm telling you what, it makes you want to repent. Because God's going to, he's dealing with it everywhere. And God forgives. I mean, that's the thing about God. If we just acknowledge it and say, God, I'm going to change my ways. And you saw James Foley, and it was a tragic thing. We hated to be able to show that on VFN-TV. But our president was playing golf, you know, while his head was being cut off. And cut off, just this man was an amazing man, journalist, American journalist. He was taken captive by ISIS, you know, these radical Islamic folks. And then in front of everybody on film, cut his head off. And his parents, who were fighting to get him out, the current leadership wouldn't even work with them to get it out. We had the parents talk on the program. You could even find it at VFNTV.com. We actually had the parents dedicate almost the whole program to them.
Their
hearts were just broken trying to say, you know, how much they loved their son.
And they pleaded with this administration to do something, and the administration did nothing.
It's like they didn't even think it was evil. They didn't think it was evil. And it's evil. It's evil, the crucifixion of Christians. The taking and forcing of women into sex slavery and all the things that are taking place, and it is taking place today, and so we're seeing it dealt with. So you had Afghanistan and you have Iraq and how they've got these strongholds in those particular areas close to Pakistan, and of all the things that they did, now they said, listen, we're going to we're not going to use nuclear weapons, but we know where they have these tunnels dug under the ground. They got a whole bunch of tunnels that you can drive. They're so big. You can drive trucks through these tunnels. That's how big they are.
Wow.
And And so one of our men, our soldiers, men and women, went out there, and one of them got killed, actually from the Gulf Coast region, that he had gotten killed because they're hiding in these tunnels. And so they backed up, and the general of that area said specifically that, you know, well, we'll bring the Moab, the mother of all bombs. But first, before I show you that, because this is, I'm telling you, this is what God said. And you can have courage in this. When, even though it looks awkward and it doesn't look like things are going to happen, when God says that it's going to happen, it's going to happen. It's for us to believe him. But this particular, you guys see this bomb, this particular bomb they dropped in Afghanistan. We'll be showing the bomb drop in a moment. But it's dropping on those tunnels, on those people that had the same mindset of beheading people and enslaving people and just doing ruthless things. Well, that bomb was built on the Gulf Coast of America.
Wow.
It was built right at the Air Force Base, right close to us.
Eglin.
Yeah, it is just amazing what's taking place. I want you to look first what the Moab bomb is, and then we'll show it dropping. Take a look. This is what the sea... And understand, this bomb was being built some time back, and now it's being used now. Why? Because God says the seed of the evil is coming down, and the seed of the righteous is going to rise. Let's take a look at the building of that bomb, the details of what's about to be dropped.
You're about to witness the mother of all bombs. At least, that's what the massive ordnance air blast bomb, or MOAB, has been unofficially christened by its creators.
Well, it's tremendously powerful.
This particular weapon is the largest conventional weapon ever built in the sense of the amount of explosive being carried.
As the largest ever satellite-guided, air-delivered weapon in history, the MOAB is big on firepower. This 30-foot monster weighs more than 21,000 pounds and carries close to 10 tons of H6 explosive.
When they were testing it, people actually thought they were testing small-scale nuclear devices.
Pound for pound, this is less efficient than multiple smaller detonations. But the sheer destructive force of one huge blast, plus the psychological effect of the nuclear-style mushroom cloud, is undeniable.
Drop one of these and you can take out a large amount of a target in one big explosion, one big boom. And that's what it does, and does very, very well.
The psychological impact of the MOAB evolved directly from its 15,000-pound predecessor, the Blue 82. Used extensively in Vietnam, it was nicknamed the Daisy Cutter.
The Daisy Cutter's primary mission was obstacle clearing in the jungles of Vietnam for quick helipad areas. The Air Force would drop the Daisy Cutter, clear out the jungle area, helicopters could come in. And certainly a real weapon for anyone close by when it was dropped. But after that time, the Daisy Cutter evolved into more of a psychological weapon.
The MOAB was first tested in full operational mode at Eglin Air Force Base on the 11th of March, 2003, just 9 months after development began.
It comes right out of the back of a C-130, like what you see here. Basically, the ramp drops, there's a platform inside, which is a standard type of a platform. The parachute drops out the back, pulls the platform and the bomb right out the back. The bomb separates from the platform and then falls on its way.
Unlike the Daisy Cutter, the MOAB has a guidance system. During its flight of up to 3 nautical miles, GPS and internal gyroscopes guide the bomb toward the target, where it explodes just before impact.
When the fuses hit the ground, the main charge here will go off before it actually impacts the ground.
This airburst detonation vastly increases the weapon's destructive range.
What we're doing is we're maximizing the blast, the shockwave, if you will. What we're not doing is just throwing a lot of debris necessarily up out of the ground.
What happens is that an intense fireball is formed. And that's the first effect that you see in the blast, a tremendous fireball. That's followed by a pressure wave.
Certainly if they're in close proximity, the pressure wave is enough to be lethal. If they're further away, it may be hearing loss, it may be some other internal organ damage.
And so you're looking at, this is amazing, when you're looking at the seed of evil, coming down and see the righteous going to rise. Well, that's the bomb, the mother of all bombs. So that's what it was made of. Now you understand it. When you see this little short footage right here, they're taking that bomb and they said, you know what? if you're going to build those tunnels, we're going to bring the mother of all bombs. Of course, it's not called the mother of all bombs on the web. But they dropped it, that same bomb. Now you can understand when you see the impact, what's going to take place. It's a mile radius, they say, when that thing lands. And it goes, these tunnels are so big that they can even drive trucks in them. That's how big these tunnels are.
Amazing.
The muzzle has them all over the place the same way. But look how they dealt with them. Take a look. You seem to be dropped. There it goes. It hits. That's a mile radius. All those tunnels crashing and caving in. I believe it was like 72 ISIS members were destroyed. A very effective way of dealing with those who have been beheading people like James Foley, beheading with these Christians and persecuting them. And it's just been tragic what's been taking place. And that was the mother of all bombs built in the glory zone on the Gulf Coast.
Amen.
You know, and we're seeing it take place.
Well, it was a definitive step that was taken because this bomb was available the entire time.
Yeah.
But it took a president that had compassion, a president that knew that he had to take action and to tell the rest of the world, U.S. policy is changing. We're no longer going to allow ISIS to run around and terrorize people and come to this country and do the same thing as well.
Well, I know a man named Kim who's probably really worried right now. Kim Jong-un.
A man named Kim, huh?
Yeah, because he's seeing all this take place around the world. He's probably never seen anything like this.
Mm-mm.
He's used to having all these diplomacy things going on. And when we get back from this break, you're going to hear firsthand. First, you're going to hear why North Korea is so important, because God spoke prophetically about literally Kim Jong-un. And if we don't deal with him, we'll have issues in America, even in Washington, D.C., if we don't deal with him, because God spoke in a prophetic night vision to Isaiah Ramos. And he'll be sharing that with us after the break. And that'll help you understand. That's why we have to deal with Kim there in North Korea and not over here. But first, I have this offer for you. This is so important. You know, it's our viewers that keep us on the air. We'd like to be able to send you a gift for that. And we have a gift. It's called I Will Fight. Seven fighting steps to be able to fight the good fight of faith. It literally is a fight, but understand this. It's a good fight of faith. God says that he gives you success. He wants you to win. He wants you to succeed. He wants your marriage to succeed. He wants your family to succeed. He wants your business to succeed. He wants you to succeed as a governmental leader, but you're going to have to fight. And what this is seven specific steps that will just change their whole, it'll shift you into a right kind of winning mindset. We want to send this to you. As a matter of fact, here's the details.
Offer 2030, I Will Fight, seven fighting steps for success. There is nothing worth more celebrating than for someone who stepped up against all odds and fought life and all its obstacles and broke through with success. In this message, you'll be inspired, encouraged, but also challenged as we're told to fight the good fight of faith. You'll be given seven key strategies to help you fight effectively and how to succeed. You'll discover how relevant and the expectations of Jesus are directly to you when he explained the kingdom of God and how he entrusted to you certain talents and how he expects us to do something with what he entrusted to us so that what we do brings him glory. You'll learn that as a believer here on this earth, the odds will be stacked against you in the natural. But to look beyond what you see in the natural, knowing that the odds are in your favor all the time. There is so much in this message that it can shift your life and mindsets into the exciting new adventure that God has called you to be in Him. I believe when you listen and absorb this truth, you too will be ready to proclaim as David, Gideon, and so many others, I will fight. We want to send you this offer for a gift of any amount. Become a partner by going to VFNTV.com and click on Partner Now. Or you can write to us by mail at VFNTV, 40 West 9 Mile Road, number 2, PMB 360, Pensacola, Florida, 32534. Or call us at 844-408-3688. That's offer 2030. I Will Fight. Seven fighting steps for success.
TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
This This is Just a Thought with Ravi Zacharias.
You know, I remember when we were trying to coin new words for new behavior or justifying certain types of behavior. All of a sudden, there was new coinage for language. Things that were once described in one way were then described in another way. The vocabulary was changing. Instead of free speech, then you all of a sudden came out with hate speech. So tolerance really became the word for the new relativistic base for your choices, and anyone who posted an absolute into the discussion was considered intolerant. So it was the absolutization of a relativistic ethic, meaning anything goes so long as you're okay with it, relativizes it to yourself, and if in the open marketplace of ideas somebody questions you, then they're intolerant.
Helping the thinker believe and the believer think. For more information, go to rzim.org.
When this awesome, marvelous God whispers in your ear, it is not to lead you to destruction. It's to lead you to salvation.
Popular speaker Ken Davis on today's Focus on the Family Minute.
I was so afraid as a teenager to really give my life to God for fear he'd turn me into some weird hostess Twinkie. I was afraid of all the thrill he would take out of my life. Do you know what almost 60 years of living has taught me? Only with God does thrill come to life. Only with God does fulfillment come to life. Everything else leaves you stranded on the beach feeling cheap. God doesn't call us away from joy and fulfillment. He calls us to joy and fulfillment. Listen for God.
Ken Davis reminds us to find joy in God. You'll hear more of his humor today at FamilyMinute.org.
Pat, you know the great thing about all of our VFN radio listeners is that so many of them are connecting to us on Facebook. You know, we have a Facebook page. You may be listening today. You may not be aware, but we do. And you can go to facebook.com/VFNTV, or you can go to our VFNTV.com and click Facebook. Be a part. Like us. Tell your friends to like us. We're creating a virtual stadium where everyone can connect and be a part and get fresh updates on everything that happens that day on the program. Don't forget, go to VFNTV.com and click Facebook.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. Welcome back. I'm so excited. We have Isaiah Ramos with us to be able to share. Hey, Isaiah. How you doing? I'm so excited. We have Isaiah Ramos here with us on the program. Hey, Isaiah.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Doing good.
Well, this is amazing. We're seeing what God's doing right now. But before we talk about what's taking place in North Korea, before I tell you what's taking place, what our vice president just said in South Korea, I want you to share what the Lord told you specifically about North Korea and Kim Jong-un, who's the president or the leader or the tyrant that's over North Korea. Tell us what this night vision what the Lord gave you. What did he tell you?
Well, okay, so in the dream, I'm with a couple friends, two friends. It's me, my friend, and another friend. And we're walking in this neighborhood, and we're really young, and we're just walking by this garage. And we look in the garage, and I see a TV and some papers, and it looks like they're discussing. Mm-hmm. People are discussing something. So I kind of got scared, so we all went back. So then there's two people, Kim Jong-un, who I didn't know the name at the time, I just recognized his face, and his translator. So the translator looked at me, and he asked me, "Do you swear on your God that you didn't see what you just saw?" And I said, "No, I can't."
There was something they were hiding in that garage.
Yeah. So basically,
this is Kim Jong-un's interpreter, translator, telling you this.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we're basically just looking at him, and then they're talking. The translator and Kim Jong-un is talking. And they said, "We're going to take you, and we're going to beat you, and we're going to abuse you."
Wow. And they do that to a lot of their people. I think three or five generations they take. If somebody converts to Christianity, they take three or five, maybe three generations, and put them in camps and abuse them out there. They literally abuse them in these camps for making a decision to follow Christ.
Yeah, that's horrible. But so continuing on with the dream, I'm suddenly in D.C., Washington, D.C., mm-hmm. and I had two friends with me, and now there's only one friend with me.
So you're talking about a dream, a prophetic dream that God's given you, and all of a sudden it just shifts, and now you're in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I only have one friend with me now, so I'm thinking like they're probably taking us out one by one. Mm-hmm. So we're going into the White House, and basically everyone's just taking us, like Secret Service, everybody's just taking us around the White House and just hooking us up with equipment. And they're basically preparing for something. Something's about to happen.
Something's about to hit. Something's about to come against America.
Yeah. So we're in the front.
Sense of urgency.
Yeah, sense of urgency. You feel very like on edge.
Okay.
And so, I look out the window, or I'm like look out the door, and I see a car coming up, and I immediately knew that it was Kim Jong Un.
So Kim Jong Un was at the White House, in front of the White House, in this prophetic dream.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So we rush into this room, and then I look to see that there is former President Barack Obama was there, and I saw
him. He was president at the time, and so this has got to show you what's going to happen. Okay, so you're seeing former President Barack Obama, okay?
Yes.
But this is why he was president, so what was going to happen, okay?
Yeah, so then my other friend wasn't there anymore, so it was just me.
Mm-hmm.
So I looked at former President Barack Obama, and he looked at me with just fear all over his face. Mm-hmm. And he told me, help me, get out this place, help me. So I helped him out the window, and then he leaves me.
So he leaves the White House.
He leaves out of a window. Yep, and then he goes in a helicopter and leaves.
So all this, I mean, when all this crisis is about to hit America, former President Barack Obama gets in the helicopter and flies off.
Yeah.
That's exactly what he did when he left the White House. He got in the helicopter and he flew off the day that President Trump took over the office. That's interesting because now we're here right in the middle of this because nobody thought this was going to happen with North Korea. But right now we have a military fleet that's going out as we speak and sitting off the coast of North Korea. They're threatening nuclear bombs to come on Japan, upon South Korea, upon America. And China's now getting involved.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why we're saying this is because some people are saying that it's not that important. Kim Jong-un is not that important. God's going, he's so important. He was fixing to do something really bad to America. And our president's getting ahead of the ball, and he's dealing with it. As a matter of fact, Vice President Mike Pence, that was in South Korea and spoke facing North Korea and said, we are not dealing with this anymore. You know, we are going to, all these days, this craziness is over. As a matter of fact, here is his speech. He's in South Korea, giving this speech saying, Kim Jong-un, it is over. Those days of doing that is over. And it's important to understand what God said prophetically. It has to be over or America is going to be in trouble. This has to be dealt with. So listen to Vice President Mike Pence.
Nowhere is that more evident than with our commitment to confront the region's most dangerous and urgent threat to peace and security, the regime in North Korea. Since 1992, the United States and our allies have stood together for a denuclearized Korean Peninsula. We hope to achieve this objective through peaceable means, but all options are on the table. Just in the past 2 weeks, the world witnessed the strength and resolve of our new president in actions taken in Syria and Afghanistan. North Korea would do well not to test his resolve or the strength of the armed forces of the United States in this region. We will continue to deploy the THAAD missile defense system as a defensive measure called for by the alliance and for the alliance. We will continue to evolve a comprehensive set of capabilities to ensure the security of South Korea. And as our Secretary of Defense made clear here in South Korea not long ago, we will defeat any attack and we will meet any use of conventional or nuclear weapons with an overwhelming and effective response.
When you understand, when God tells you prophetically what the times are like and what's taking place, and you're seeing him put in generals and put in leaders that are going to deal with this, God's saying the seat of evil is going to come down and the seat of the righteous is going to rise, which means you're looking at Kim Jong-un, that leadership is changing. You're looking at Syria, that leadership's changing. You're looking at America situation, that leadership is changing. But it's going to be rough. But just be thank God that the evil leaders are coming down and the seat of the righteous is going to rise. Listen, we got so much more to talk with you after this break. Isaiah, thank you for joining us and sharing that prophetic, that awesome prophetic vision about sharing what's going to happen. Because when you first shared that with me, we both were brokenhearted going, dear Lord. But now God's given us a president who's willing to put the military force behind the promise of freedom and help these folks and help us. Because going to North Korea, based on what the Lord has shared with you, helps us because it's going to end up right in the center of our country. Listen, we have so much to share with you about the seed of evil coming down, and the seed of the righteous is going to rise. But join us after the break.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
These times are harvest times. Think about this. How would your church handle 1,000 new members every week? And we all think that would be incredible. It will kill you. We've got to start thinking like that. I tell you, we need to raise up hundreds of thousands of teachers. It is not going to work on the model of ministry that is now demonstrated in much of the church. Where you, it's like a spectator sport. You pay your entry fee and come watch a few people do it every week. No, we've all got to be engaged. I believe there's a home group movement, and we've had many and great ones. I believe you're going to have home groups in every single neighborhood that are solid, where God is moving, where he is doing awesome things every week, every day, and where people are bonded together.
I want to thank you so much for joining us here on VFN TV and the Data Radio program. Every single day we are on the air talking to the world and encouraging you by bringing the light, keeping the conversation light. And we also talk to you in many different ways as well. One way is at the VFN Torch. If you go to VFNTV.com and click on the Torch, our program that we have for years now with all these pertinent topics of the day plus things that you need to know is right there for you, where you can go back and educate yourself on a particular matter. You can share things with a friend. You can listen to us in addition in SoundCloud as well. You can share things audibly with other listeners out there and other viewers and friends. There's just so much available to you at VFNTV.com. In addition, think about this. We come to you in the air, broadcasting in the air, in your pocket, which is on mobile devices, and online. We're all over the world, and we want to be able to bring encouragement to you. And we do that one way with our app. You can go to your Apple App Store. You can go to Google Play Store or your Windows Store and get your app and download it. The app is called VFN TV. Of course, you go to VFNTV.com. We have our little area there that you can pick which app you want to be able to download. It's just so exciting to know that no matter where you are, we want to be able to encourage you. I don't know if you knew about this, but also you can sign up for our Torch newsletter. We have a gift for you for doing that. You just go to VFNTV.com in the upper right-hand corner and fill out that little information, and immediately a free gift will come to you. One of them is Prudent Preparation. Hopefully it's going to come to you and teach you how to probably prepare for the day, what's happening in our culture today, and how to think outside the box. And this is something we want to be able to give to you, plus some other gifts as well. And I also want to make sure that you have a chance to be able to become a VFN TV partner. We have a whole partners area just to say thank you. It's special areas, special events, green room, things we have available just to give our partners, just to be able to say thank you. Imagine any time you can log into the partners area. Why? Because you partnered for any dollar figure at all to be able to say thank you. Things you can share with your friends as well. Also, we have VFN Kingdom Business Partners, a whole nother area to be able to focus on the seven spheres of culture. Just very encouraging. And finally, I want to encourage you, maybe your business, maybe you want to become a business sponsor. Those are the ones that are standing with us, that want to keep the conversation light, that want to impact their community, but also want to be able to share their business, their service, what they provide for their community. You can do that by going to VFNTV.com. Thank you so much, and thanks for watching.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. You know, John, thanks for joining us in this segment. It's so important to understand, you know, God says this in Amos chapter 3, I believe it is, where he says that he doesn't do anything unless he reveals it prophetically first. In other words, what his plans are, he tells us maybe in a dream, maybe in a word of knowledge. And one thing that he's
been doing with us. It's a lot of detailed dreams, a lot of other things that we know, detailed visions. Really, it's a night vision, because you can think about that you're walking around in it and you're doing this stuff and you're like there when it's taking place. And when God told me specifically, showed me that, you know, people were being treated unjustly. And there's nothing you could say. It was just unjust treatment. We've been seeing a lot of that. That no matter what right is, it's like nobody's responding to it. You know, and it's like, this is crazy. And it's like, they didn't even say it's crazy. And like the interview with the CNN reporter, with the guy from
Qassam
from Syria, he's going, this is good. And she's going, but what about Hillary? And he's like, what are you talking about?
Right.
And that's what we're seeing. And so in this vision, the Lord showed me specifically that people are being treated that way. And it doesn't matter what you were right. It didn't matter what was wrong. They were just going to do what they were going to do. But then that's when, in this particular vision, I had to pick up this phone. When I picked the phone up, I put it up against my ear, and I heard the voice of God in the midst of all this unjust treatment. And this is what God said to me on that phone. He said, the seat of evil is going to come down, and the seat of the righteous is going to rise. In the middle of all that, I'm like, wow. And it was amazing. And I was also caught by surprise by that because of all the things that are going on. And that's what's right now. Where, you know, a lot of people are being caught by surprise. They're not used to justice. They're not used to the seed of evil losing. They're used to seeing the seed of evil rise and to be succeed, and people partner with evil and seeing kings conspire against God. And our own former president seemed to partner up with people who were in contradiction to Israel, in contradiction to God, in contradiction to Christians. They said this is Christians now are the highest persecuted faith in the world right now, with over 90,000 a year being killed.
Amazing. You know, it really is amazing. People often ask me, you know, why does God sometimes give these prophetic visions and these prophetic dreams? You know, God wants to partner with us, you know. We are representing Him here on the earth. Right. And when He gives us these dreams, when He gives us these visions, He wants us to intercede and to pray and to change the course of history.
Right.
Oftentimes we see the manifestation of the change of history, for instance, a new president. But if we go back and rewind the tape, we get to see that it was a lot of prayer. It was, you know, believers standing in the gap. It was
The very reason why we're doing what we're doing is because God spoke it to me. He spoke it to us, and that no matter what things look like, we hold on. This is what God said.
What God said.
It's what He said. Do when God. We were going to have our studios located in Texas, you know, right there in the northern part of Dallas, and God said, "I'm going to shift things. I'm going to change things where you are." And as a matter of fact, He basically said the seed of evil is going to come down, and the seed of the righteous is going to rise, and authority is going to be shifted. And we saw a lot of that take place and seeing it take place. And He's going to establish a glory zone on the Gulf Coast to be able to touch the entire world. Mm. And then that's when God spoke, after speaking that to me and others, He spoke to Isaiah Kaduri in Nigeria, who heard the very same thing in the continent of Africa. And he came to the Gulf Coast, and he spoke to us very specifically in the studios. And he gave that word. I said, brother, you hit it. You know that's exactly what God's going to do. And so we're seeing God's shifting the whole world right now to be able to prepare us for this maybe possibly an end time move of God. Technology is increasing so rapidly. You know, will we ever come back from this control of another person? And it's amazing, you know, what God is doing. I mean, some of the things that He's shown me specifically is that, you know, if you have a business, God's going to be, one of the biggest things that has to happen in a particular nation is the economy has to shift. The government doesn't shift the economy. It's the man who builds something. It's the woman who builds something, the service that's provided. And I want to tell you right now, God is into your business, and He has good plans in store for you. He's the one that's shifting these policies where these regulations are getting off of you so you can be free to activate. You got to begin to dream again for your business. You got to begin to get a vision for your business. God wants to bless your community, but He'll do it through you. He'll do it through the businesswoman, the businessman, because you will hire, you will purchase products, you'll build things, you'll produce things, you'll build things in people's houses, you'll build their houses, you'll sell their houses. You know, you'll sell clothing, retail, restaurants. One of the biggest employers of America are people who work in selling groceries or delivering you food on your table. That's one of the biggest employers. People eat because they work there.
Yeah.
And so I just want to encourage you that in this shift, it's not just a political shift. It's a shift in the kingdom of God, in the business arena. So I want to, if you haven't yet went to vfnkb.org, VFN Kingdom Business, listen, we are all about that, helping you shift. Listen, they're doing their part. They're dealing with Assyria. They're dealing with the ISIS. They're dealing with North Korea. China's even coming down, wanting to somewhat possibly help out a little bit now. And so it's for us to wake up and begin to position ourselves. And it's like the offer that I talked about today on today's program. You know, you have to begin to position yourself for what God wants to do, for success.
And there's a window of time. It's just it's a small window of time.
I'm glad you
said
that.
You got to take action now. Yeah. You know, and that's why we're here, VFNKB. Yeah. You want to get connected because there's a place for you, and we want to help shift you into that place.
Right. And that's true. There's seven spheres of culture. We're focusing on those seven spheres, helping you in those seven spheres, focusing primarily media and business but you got to get involved in it. You can't. People are so used to watching their phones, watching their iPads, watching their TV, watching their DVD player, but they're not doing anything. And because of the way we're built, as you can imagine, you're doing it. You can feel up, you can feel down, you can feel sad, you can feel happy, but you're still in the same lazy boy chair.
Listen, there's such an urgency right now.
Right.
When your opportunities pass, that's, you know, regret is a horrible feeling, you know. And like we just said, it's a small window. You want to take action,
right?
And we're starting to see a lot of people wake up.
Yeah.
This is the time.
You know, one thing you can do is you can become a VFNKB partner. You can go to vfntv.com, click on partner now, and it tells you, you know, how you can do that. It's a certain level for VFNKB. You can partner for any amount to be at one of our partners. We thank God for our partners, but VFNKB, we have an entire area there for our VFNKB partners that helps you specifically in your business. It helps you in education, helps you in government, it helps you in family, it helps you in the church, because that's one of the spheres of culture, arts and entertainment and media. And we're beginning to even do more about that. We're working, as a matter of fact, that with Fred Reddick over in Mobile. We're excited about him and Barbara and how their desires to begin to see the seven mountains, you know, and you can see these seven mountains right here. I don't know if you could catch them over here on the FM, but this is one thing that we're focused on. We're focused on, you know, impacting these seven mountains of culture. And we do that through VFN Kingdom Business. I think about, John, that when I was first got saved, I was a deputy sheriff. And I gave my life to the Lord during that time, and I love business, but I didn't think at first that you could be in business and be a Christian. I don't know why. I'm a brand new believer, you know, maybe business practices or something that I saw of others, but I was so excited to find out that God is in the business.
But you could be both.
Yeah. So many people trying to think they need to get behind a podium, but really you could be behind that desk and you can touch the world. God can move much revenue through, and you can bless a lot of folks. So this is very exciting. And what I want to do, I just want to pray with you. I want to pray with you right now and ask God to touch you where you are and just to activate you. Father God, Lord, we love you. We thank you for what you're doing. We thank you that the seed of evil is coming down and the seed of the righteous is rising. God, we thank you that you said this, you're doing this. God, you're raising up men and women in the business area, Father God, the business arena. We pray a blessing over their business creative ideas and concepts. Lord, we pray for any liens that be gone, any taxes to be paid, Lord, and then to be free, to be able to function, to dream again over their business. God, we pray for employees who are employed at the business place, that they'll catch the vision of that business and begin to function and say, we want to take this thing to the next level, the best service provider, the best product builder, the best in everything with excellence, God, that you could bless their businesses, God. Bless our economy, God.
Yes.
Lord, we ask for that. Lord, we ask you, Lord, end abortion in America. Send revival. Send a third great awakening, we pray. In Jesus' name, God bless.
We want to give special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at VFNTV.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless. Taking VFN Radio and VFNTV anywhere you want to go. Wi-Fi or no-fi? Why? Because of the podcast. We have podcasting available for you right now. What happens with podcasts? You go to VFNTV.com, click on the podcast, choose the source of podcast that you want to receive it in based on your particular device,
computer or mobile device and realize it just automatically will do what you set it up to do. It will download it while you're having lunch. It'll download it while you're at work. And then when you're driving anywhere in the world, flying anywhere in the world, even when you're on an airline, they say turn off all these mobile phones. You still can actually listen to what's already on your playlist, which would be downloaded programs and highlights from VFN Radio. Go to VFNTV.com and get the podcast today.